Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Paige, there we are. I'm so happy to back. All right. I missed all of you, but I missed this. All right. So I'm just glad to be back. Today our gospel reading is one of the most famous parts of Matthew's gospel and really of all the New Testament. The Beatitudes. These blessings spoken by Jesus fly in the face of conventional wisdom. They lift up for blessing things that most of us tend to avoid, like meekness, mourning, persecution, being poor in spirit. They also lift up things that can seem impossible, like peacemaking. But here at the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, we hear Jesus tell us that the blessing and the presence of God has very little to do with conventional wisdom and has everything to do with the love of God that Jesus has come to show to us all. Now, the setting for the Beatitudes is at the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry. He has called some of his disciples. He's proclaimed a message of repentance, claimed that the kingdom of heaven is near. And then he went about Galilee, teaching and healing, gathering crowds of people wherever he went. And today we hear that when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up a mountain, sat down, and began to teach his disciples, to teach the crowds, to teach you and me. This is the first recorded sort of message of Jesus to the people in Matthew. And Jesus begins this ministry by telling us who is blessed. That is, with whom God is present. Now, conventional wisdom would have come up with a completely different list altogether. Theirs would have been more in line with, blessed are you when you do what you're supposed to do. Or, blessed are you when you win. Or, blessed are you when you are rich. Or when you are certain of absolutely everything, or when you look great to the people around you. Jesus' Beatitudes can look foolish if we're looking at them with the eyes of the world. Mourning hurts. It's a struggle that can feel worse at any time and any day. How can that be blessed? To be poor in spirit, that is, to be anxious or depressed, to doubt your place, your faith, your relationships. How can that be blessed? It might be good to be meek or merciful, but nice guys finish last and the meek can be turned into doormats. How can that be blessed? Here at the very beginning of his ministry, Jesus is setting a tone and a baseline for the love of God. Too often the world wants us to believe that success is a blessing, that winning is a blessing, that being able to look down on someone else is a blessing. The world wants us to believe that God is with us only in those kinds of moments. Jesus turns all of that on its head. Yes, God is with us always, even when things are going well, but God is with you, really with you and by your side in the struggle that can be life and living for all of us. As we suffer and struggle, as we reach out in peace, thirsting for righteousness for ourselves and from ourselves, God is with us, blessing us so that we can be a blessing for others. But that can still sound like so much foolishness. And that's what Paul was talking about in our reading from Corinthians this morning. Paul is not only looking at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, he's not only looking at the Beatitudes, not only talking about his first major sermon. Paul is looking at the entirety of Jesus' ministry. Paul is looking at the message of the cross. Jesus' love for all of us is the starting point. That love of Jesus through our needs and struggles, that love of Jesus that comes alongside us when things go well and alongside us when we fail. That love we know, we see when Jesus was willing to suffer and die for us. That message of the cross, that love of Jesus, that is foolishness to the world around us. How can dying be winning, they ask? How can suffering make a difference? Jesus didn't defend himself, and that seems foolish. Jesus didn't call others to help him, and that seems foolish. Jesus even loved his enemies and those who were actively trying to have him killed, and that too seems foolish. So Paul reminds us that God will make foolish and destroy what the world around us think of as wisdom. If we crave a dramatic sign or action, that isn't what Jesus is here to show us. If we crave a cogent, logical, airtight argument and explanation, but we don't hear the Beatitudes or the Sermon on the Mount, who's foolish now? Jesus is telling us in the Beatitudes and then showing us throughout his ministry these amazing truths that when the world is shunning you, casting you out, doubting your worth, God is with you, blessing you, keeping you, forgiving us all, and then sending us out to share that love. Jesus, in his ministry, goes out and speaks to sinners. He listens to women. He pays attention to children. He touches lepers, heals the sick, helps the lame. All of the people that conventional wisdom would consider unworthy, unclean, outside the realm of help, those are the ones Jesus gravitates to. He comes to them, and he comes to us with the truth of God's love and with a message and a call that we too get to share that love. God is with us when we mourn, as we strive to make peace, as we hunger and thirst for righteousness in our lives. God blesses us when we are poor in spirit, when we show meekness and mercy, and even when we are persecuted. Now, the Beatitudes aren't a list of things that we all have to go out and do, but they are real things that happen to people all around us and even to us. Jesus wants us from the very beginning of his public ministry to show and to share with us the promise of God's presence and blessing always. And always means when we are trying to do right and when we are failing, when we strive and succeed and when we fall on our faces. God wants to work with us, to bring the kingdom near, to bring the love of God to all we can. Micah tells us in our reading today that God is not interested in controversy or arguments. He's not interested in thousands of rams or 10,000s of rivers of oil. What God wants is for us to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. Jesus modeled for us that life and that walk. Today, Jesus promises the blessing and the presence of God with us no matter what. So as Jesus lived in love and justice with kindness, may we walk humbly, follow Jesus, and live as children of God. Amen.